Deirdre, Deirdre, he would sigh. Where are you now? And his thoughts would turn again to the day 3 years ago when his sister and 50 of her handmaids had simply disappeared into thin air. He had loved his sister dearly. Her poor betrothed, Sueltam, had been left desolate. Oh, what enchantment took you from me? He would wonder. This year, as he stared from his window, thinking of her, he saw a great flock of birds descend on the plain around the palace. He watched as they ravaged the land, feeding on the crops, and when not a single blade of grass remained, they flew off. Connachar was furious. They had eaten everything. Chariots, and after them! He shouted to his nobles from the window, and in a moment, 9 chariots were yoked and the horses thundering off in the direction the birds had taken, warriors' bows and spears at the ready. The chase took them south, and before long, they saw the birds in the distance, and not long after that, they caught up with them. Fergus MacRiath and Poison Tongue Breacriu were in the leading chariot. Connachar, they called to him. Look! These are no ordinary birds. And where Connachar had seen just a mass of birds, now he looked and saw 9 separate flocks with birds linked in pairs by chains of silver. At the head of each flock were 2 birds of different colours linked together with a chain of gold. At the head of all the birds, leading them, were 3 birds that flew alone. By the time darkness fell and the birds vanished from the sky, the chase had taken them close by Brug na Boinne, the fairy dwelling of Lugh, the god of light, and his brother Angus Og, the god of love. Connachar ordered his men to dismount from the chariots and sent Breacriu to find shelter. Breacriu wandered around for a while in the dark, but all he could find was a mean, tumble-down house. He was about to leave when the door was opened by an old couple. Come in and welcome, they said. Breacriu was unimpressed, but he entered anyway and told the couple about the chase that had taken Connachar and his companions from Iwan Macha. Bring them here and share our hospitality, they insisted. Breacriu thought there was little point since they appeared to have nothing to eat, but since it was the only shelter he could find, he told Connachar. Bring our own food, I think, he said, or we'll not be eating well, if at all. But when they arrived and unyoked the horses from the chariots, they found a house very different from Breacriu's description. Strange, thought Breacriu. At first, he thought they had come to a different clearing altogether. This house was large and well-made, with lights blazing from every window. Connachar and his nobles were greeted by a tall young man dressed in glittering armour. He seemed to shine as he moved among them, offering them food and drink of every kind. When they were satisfied, Connachar turned to him. Where is the mistress of the house to bid us welcome? Is she ill? You cannot see her tonight, replied their shining host. She is in the pangs of childbirth. And later that night, the silence was split by the cry of a newly born baby. Connachar was the first to rise in the morning. He went to look for his host, but the man was nowhere to be found. Then hearing the cry of a baby again, he followed it to the mother's room, and there, surrounded by her handmaids, was his sister, with a baby at her breast. Deirdre, he cried, and threw his arms around her and the baby. Tell me everything. What enchantment had you under its spell? And this is what Deirdre told him. At the wedding feast, feeling thirsty, she had a cup of wine brought to her. But just as I put it to my lips, a mayfly fell into the wine, and I swallowed it along with the wine. Then I was overcome by tiredness and fell asleep, she said, and all my handmaids with